Good morning. How are you this morning? Where is everybody? Where are the kids? They're all sleeping in. It's okay. This morning is Transfiguration Sunday. And that is the day when Jesus went up to the mountain and a big bright cloud shone down on them. And it was so pretty. So I got to thinking, sometimes we see God in really wonderful, pretty things. And I wanted to ask you all, what do you think is the prettiest thing in the church? Don't say it, Miguel. First service, you said music. What do you think is the prettiest, most beautiful thing in the church that helps you see God? Just look around. It's okay. Do you have something? What do you think?
That picture up there and the thing over here.
The thing. Sometimes known as a Beckett organ.
And that.
Oh, wait. That was pretty. Do it again.
I didn't do it.
It was the same. Thank you. Very good. What else? What's really pretty to you? Where you can kind of say, oh, wow, I wonder if God's like that. Anything pretty that you can see? No, not so much. I know how you feel. Well, I wanted to... You like that window too, don't you? No, you like the candles. I like those too. I wanted to show you the one thing in the church that today makes me think about God. Because Jesus was up on the mountain and the light was shining down, but he didn't stay there. He went down. So come on over. I'll show you a thing that made me think about God today. Come on. It's all right. We won't go far. This is it. Right there. Do you see it? What is that? It's a bench. It's a pew. What do you notice about the bench?
It looks pretty.
Does it really? You have an odd and artistic sense of beauty. What do you notice about it? It's broken. The back is all cracked. The end fell off in the middle of a concert last night, and down went the students. Thank goodness they were all young. It's broken. This is what makes me think about God today. Because when Jesus was up on the mountain, he didn't stay there. He ended up going down into the valley. He went back down into Jerusalem. And even people who were broken and sad and maybe not all that happy and beautiful, they got to see God. So I think in some ways this broken bench is a kind of beautiful thing that tells us about God. You wouldn't think so unless you have an odd artistic sense. But I think this also is God, to be found in the broken bench. So remember, God can be seen not only in beautiful things like the organ and music and candles, but also in things like this. Because God loves us even when we look like that. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.